I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The weather in Los Angeles today looks to be a sunny 70 plus degrees, warm and pleasant, with a chance of, well, nothing. But in the deep recesses of television writer Peter Melman's mind, the forecast includes a prediction of a downpour of malaise with a 100% chance of despair.
Now is the late spring or early summer of our discontent. It's hard to pinpoint, but some people think it's about the June 23rd of our discontent, while others say it's no later than the Memorial Day weekend of our discontent. The former group feels things are truly horrible right now and can only get somewhat worse, while the latter predicts things will get a lot worse before they get catastrophically horrible. Nevertheless, both sides agree that we're on the fast track to full-blown worldwide misery. It's only a matter of scheduling. This is not to say we shouldn't be optimistic about the future. However unlikely, widespread good fortune could suddenly pervade the land and ease our discontentment, or at least numb us to how bent out of shape we really are. It's hard to imagine what could possibly cause this uplifting of the human spirit, but some of the most brilliant minds of our time are currently scratching their heads over it. Simultaneously, some of the most average minds of our time believe that if this dubious wave of good fortune occurs, it will cause what pastry chefs refer to as reverse deflated tripolar bounce syndrome, wherein, immediately after a period of unexpected joy, things get 50 times worse than they were before. Still, there is no reason that we as a people should not look ahead with high hopes. At any given moment, a hairball of pleasure may inexplicably grace us all. Much depends on whether we as a race are still capable of noticing when something good happens. Rampant discontentment often causes what house painters refer to as psychic black forest for the morbidly camouflaged trees syndrome, in which depressed populations are unable to experience anything positive. While public health experts once viewed this affliction as relatively rare, they now seem to feel that pretty much everyone's got it. Nevertheless, don't despair for the future. Surely if we exercise the same vigilance for nice things as we do for the things that launch us into homicidal rages on an hourly basis 7 days a week, there's an outside chance we can salvage a wisp of our humanity. Or else we could experience what forest rangers refer to as grotesquely selective insensate Pollyanna syndrome. In this scenario, only a few people in the world are capable of experiencing any slight uptick in the human condition, and, after savoring the moment, they tell everyone else in the world about it a few minutes too late. There is scarcely enough testing of this phenomenon to draw accurate conclusions, but early research indicates that if almost everyone in the world learns that they have been denied a good time, it could cause anything from a spontaneous world war to a universally crummy weekend. Which is not to say we shouldn't maintain a rosy outlook. Among unperceptive people, the expression, "it's all good," has grown quite popular. This could be the result of what toll booth collectors refer to as lowbrow sociopathic cognitive you-must-be-dreaming syndrome, in which large sectors of a society are, in essence, kidding themselves. Such a condition leads the afflicted to believe that hope springs eternal, although repeated clinical trials have conclusively proved that hope springs for an hour or two tops. But all in all, things are looking up.
TV and film writer Peter Melman lives as cheerfully as he can in Los Angeles.